all played Ring of Rosies, and then they blindfolded Lucy and played Blind Cow's Buck. And they lived happily ever after. Good night, children.
Bad Jelly the Witch, a musical tale by Spike Milligan, who narrated his story in his inimitable and unmistakable style, and Ed Welch, who composed and conducted the music. You're listening to Classical Muse, a two-hour program of the finest recordings of great music issued on compact disc. The show is heard regularly at this time across Canada on your local campus and community radio station, on the YouTube channel Talking Albums, and in Europe on CITW Radio from Helsinki, Finland. I'm your host, David Kavlovic. We're keeping it light with our next collection of tunes arranged by, and some composed by, the British-born American composer David Rose, who is famous for numerous tunes, including The Strip and Holiday for Strings, as well as for TV shows such as Bonanza and Leave It to Beaver. Like many musicians and composers during the Second World War in Britain, Rose recorded a number of what are called transcription recordings, records made only to be used for broadcast transmission either for radio stations or over the Armed Forces Services Network. These were never meant to be commercially available and were to be destroyed once the war was over, so of course they weren't. Intrepid collectors working at the various stations rescued a great many of them, and we are grateful for that. Here are some sessions, then, of David Rose and his orchestra, salvaged from transcription recordings. A selection of wartime recordings from between 1942 and 1945 of David Rose and his orchestra, recorded in Britain and meant only for radio transcription services, but fortunately pilfered by intrepid collectors who knew their worth and pinched them from radio stations once the war was over. To conclude, a bit of gravitas, but what gravitas it is. Although Antonín Dvořák's Ninth Symphony, subtitled From the New World, is his most famous symphony and the most romantic, it is his Seventh Symphony that is his most dramatic and arguably his most secure orchestral composition, and that's amongst a slew of his secure orchestral compositions. Composed in 1885 as a commission for the Royal Philharmonic Society in London, no less than the great English musicologist Donald Tovey hailed Dvořák's Seventh Symphony as, quote, along with the four Brahms symphonies and Schubert's Ninth, among the greatest and purest examples in this art form since Beethoven, end quote. I'm certainly not going to argue with that, because I agree. Here is Antonín Dvořák's Symphony No. 7 in D minor, Opus 70, performed by the London Symphony Orchestra, conducted by István Kertész.